Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There is nothing at all except this manna, said the people, pouting. Numbers 11, verse 6. Moses had no idea where to get meat to add to their diet, and told the Lord about it. The Lord was not happy. Have you heard of fathers catching their sons smoking and making them consume a whole pack until they turn green and never smoke again? God told Moses that if they insisted on, quote, improving the diet he had provided, quote, you shall eat not 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have despised the Lord who is among you. Verses 19 to 20. The meat of the quail, or coturnix, is dark and rich, ideal for a meal, but not every day for a month. Sure enough, a wind swept the quail from their usual pathway into the Israelite camp, with them, quote, fluttering all around the camp and about 2 cubits, or 3 feet, above the surface of the ground. Verse 31. There were so many, each person was able to gather about 8 bushels of the little birds. But the leaders of this dietary rebellion didn't get to enjoy them. Quote, while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaava, meaning graves of lust. Verses 33 and 34. Jude puts the warning succinctly, quote, these are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. Verse 16. What a picture. Imagine being dragged around by your lusts like a drug addict. The worst kind of answered prayer is receiving what we want, not what God wants for us. Far better to be content with what God gives us, believing that He always knows best.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.